morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I hope you're enjoying the flight.
Well, I can't wait to get back to Lagos.
So you're from Lagos?
Well, yes, I can say that. I stay in Lagos even though my family are not in Lagos.
Okay, they're in Abuja. So you went to spend the Democracy Day with them. So how was it?
Well, it was a short time. You know, there's never a complete time to spend with your family.
Yeah.
So I wish I could have more days to spend with them. But thank
God.
Yeah, for work, I have to go back to prepare for work for tomorrow.
Okay. Buhari clocked one yesterday. In your opinion, are you disappointed in his first year?
Well, as a financial expert, I believe there is hope for Nigeria. You know, there are a lot of indices in the economy, you know, that shows that there's a lot that needs to be done. Even though Nigerians, we know that we are very impatient, but we have to have patience. It's very tough. Right now, what we're experiencing is what they call expectation gap. People that even earn much more now can buy fewer items because of inflation, because of general price index of commodities in the market. However, I believe there's still a lot that Buhari needs to do. Yes, no doubt he has good intentions, but he needs to take the bull by the horns. He needs to have a sound economic team. I still believe he doesn't have sound economic teams, people that are vast, that are well experienced to take sound economic decisions for Nigeria. I believe Nigeria is a dynamic country. Sometimes the forces of demand and supply doesn't work for us. The new thing that is trending right now is the free FX rate. I don't believe Nigeria is ripe for that right now, because if you check, we are more than 80% an importing country. Where that will work for us is when we have an export advantage, which we don't have right now. And so those are my worries.
The next 3 years, what are your expectations from him?
At least before the end of this year, I'm hoping the standard of living of average Nigerians should improve. There will be amenities, there will be sound transportation facilities and infrastructures for common Nigeria. There will be electricity. There will be jobs as they promised. I'm not a member of any party. I believe in a Nigerian dream. The dream of a Nigerian is to live a good life, to enjoy life. Actually, there's nobody in the world, I believe, loves to enjoy life like Nigerians.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we don't have structures in place to all the things in place to us to be able to adapt, and it's just so disappointing that after so many years we've not learned our lessons, and we're still back to still behaving like toddlers after 50 years of independence. It's so sad.
As a financial expert, what ways has President Muhammadu Buhari impacted in your line of business?
Well, I can't really say, in all honesty. With the economic woes that we're experiencing right now, the banking industry, the oil and gas industry, they are taking the brunt of it. Right now, we heard that some banks are paying off already. I mean, because if there are no credits to give to customers, where are the banks going to make money from? When they don't make money, how do they pay salaries? So those are the issues around it right now. And these are families of people that have kids in school, they have rents to pay. They have rents to pay, they have bills to pay. How do they survive? Can you imagine two people doing working in a bank? Two husbands and wife. Husband and wife, two of them working in a bank and they are being sacked the same day. How are they going to pull that off? With the economy going into recession right now. I mean, we saw it coming anyway. I believe we should have put things in place to be able to cushion the effect on the common people. But I still believe that there's hope.
So what would you like his priorities to be the next 3 years?
The next 3 years, I want his priority to be around the economy. The corruption campaign should be ongoing. I also encourage the legislature to support the executive to be able to put in laws, not just only catching thieves and robbers and treasury looters, also have policies, we should also have a system in place that will checkmate treasury looting, armed robbery, all forms kind of corruption and decay that we have in the government this day. We should emulate policies of some countries in China, for example. You dare not even evade tax. Dare not. If you're caught, you will die. So, I mean, it might be very harsh, but if you look at it, nobody wants to die. Nobody really wants to die unless you're dead. Your death stands in, actually. Nobody really wants to die. So if you have laws like that, we need to go back to the basics. We need to take everything without emotion, so that we can have a better life for our children. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, some people have sat down to eat and share the money for our future generations, and they've spent it today. Can you imagine? So it's so disheartening. So I want the government to really look at the economy, see how they can be revamped, look at how we can have to be an export advantage, to try and monopolize our absolute advantages and competitive advantages, and through that, let's reduce traveling up and down, exportation of naira and importation. We should have more inflows of dollars as a result of businesses and exportation. So those are the things that I'm looking at. So and we should reduce reliance on FX.
Yeah. So there's one thing, there's one thing you want to tell President Buhari, what would it mean? Just one thing. Like an advice.
I'll just advise him to just go ahead and do what he thinks is godly. He should not just listen to people's criticisms. He should not be distracted. When you go on the social media today, you'll be surprised if people just saying different kind of things. The kind of youths that we have in Nigeria today, when you see what they write on social media, you wonder whether people go to school at all. The decisions, the goals we are experiencing in this country today is as a result of decisions taken months and years ago. The economy is not as simple as taking 10 naira out of your wallet and spending 5 naira out of it and it means 5 naira. It's more complex than that. There's what we call the multiplier effect. When you spend $10 billion today, it has a lot of effect on the economy. Your reserve goes down, okay? You're affecting the rate of FX because it's a function of demand and supply. A lot of other things are being, it depends on what you use the money for. If you're push the money into importation, you're killing the local industry. So there's a lot of things. If you have pushed that money into agriculture, it will have done a lot of things. It has a lot of multiplier effect, and all these things at least you'll be seeing later. You might not see them immediately. So when you hear, people just say different kind of things, I just look and I just shake my head for the future generation, because people are not well schooled to understand. You don't need to be a financial expert, you don't need to be an economist to understand the basics of how the economy works. You just need to have a passion, you need to incline your heart toward what's happening and be able to say, okay, this is what I do. A lot of people doing business in Nigeria that they didn't even study, but they understand that, okay, if I do this and add this, I can gain 30% profit. So it's as simple as that as well.